Ukraine security issue.
On May 31st, the 97th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported intensive fighting and shelling in the eastern and southern war zones, where, according to President Volodymyr Zelensky, the Russian army deployed the maximum of its capabilities. The entire Ukraine-controlled part of the Luhansk region remains under constant fire. On Tuesday, a Russian shell damaged a large-diameter ammonia pipeline. The leakage was insignificant and the chemical threat was contained, but at least 5 civilians were killed and 10 wounded. It was also reported that one of the victims was Frédéric Leclerc, a French journalist who worked for BFM TV. Serhii Haidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration, said in a comment.
Така трагічна подія сталася, коли наші хлопці, патрульні поліцейські, їхали на броньованому автомобілі забирати людей з Лисичанська в евакуацію вивозити.
The tragedy happened when patrol policemen were driving to Lisychansk in an armored vehicle to evacuate civilians from the city. They were accompanied by a group of French journalists. The vehicle came under fire. A big caliber shell exploded right in front of the vehicle. Fragments broke the windshield and killed the French journalist. His colleagues were wounded. On the same day in Severodonetsk, Russians fired at a car with volunteers. The volunteers were wounded. Now they're safe. Earlier, a medevac car with medics disappeared. They have been out of reach for almost 3 days. The body of the French journalist was transported to Dnipro, and the wounded got first aid. Now they are safe, said Serhii Haidai. According to him, the Russians have thrown in all their available forces to take Severodonetsk, and fierce fighting is going on in its central part. They are also trying to encircle the city, reinforced with newly delivered tanks and heavy weapons and an infantry battalion. They are fighting in nearby villages. The strategically important Lysychansk-Bakhmut highway is still under Ukrainian control, but is constantly under fire, so evacuation efforts were suspended, Haidai said. In the Donetsk region, the situation is the tensest in the areas of Lyman and Avdiivka. On Monday, the Russian invaders shelled 46 cities and villages in the Donbas, killing at least 6 civilians. The total number of casualties is constantly updated. Practically all border areas in the Kharkiv, Sumy and Chernihiv regions remain under enemy fire. Ukrainian villages located near the border have again been struck by Russian missiles and shells, including cluster shells. In the village of Zapsilia, Sumy region, unguided missiles destroyed about a dozen private houses. Ганна Савулець, an elderly woman, told Ukrainian radio that she was in her yard when a shell hit her house.
І вікна, і забори є. Я сліпа, я ж не бачу. Я на лавочці сиділа.
The windows and the fence. I'm blind. I was sitting on the bench. Some man grabbed me and pulled aside. Тетяна Петрова, the village community head, said that besides private houses, the kindergarten and the church were destroyed.
Приблизно збитки нашого садика десь 2 мільйони, може більше.
The damage is some 2 million hryvnias, maybe more. Many houses were damaged, windows were shattered. One shell struck a kitchen garden, another almost destroyed a private house. The church was also hit. All the windows were simply blown out, frames and all, said Тетяна Петрова. The Russians continue to shell cities and villages in the Kharkiv, Dnipro and Mykolaiv regions. At least 14 civilians, including one child, have been wounded in the Mykolaiv region over the past 24 hours. There, the invaders mostly use self-propelled artillery and multiple launch rocket systems, firing chaotically on residential areas and other civilian infrastructure. In view of the growing danger, the Ukrainian military command recommends residents of Mykolaiv to leave the city for a while. On Tuesday morning, 3 civilians, including a 12-year-old child, were killed in the Kharkiv region, where Russian missiles destroyed 2 schools. Meanwhile, fighting continued in the northern and northeastern parts of the region. According to the latest UN report, more than 4,000 civilians have been killed and about 5,000 injured in Ukraine since the beginning of the Russian invasion. It is impossible to calculate civilian casualties as long as there is no information from the occupied territories and the areas of ongoing fighting. The situation in the south of Ukraine is tense. Due to Russia's blockade of the Black Sea ports, Ukraine is unable to export more than 20 million tons of grain. As a result, food prices are soaring in different parts of the world, and there is a threat of famines in Africa and Asia, which could lead to a new migration crisis. According to the Ukrainian General Staff, in the Black and Azov Seas, Russian ships continue to block commercial navigation and keep the coastal areas under fire. The General Staff also reported the presence in the Black Sea of one Russian Navy ship armed with Kalibr-type cruise missiles. There is no Ukrainian mobile communication in the occupied cities of Berdyansk and Melitopol, Zaporizhia region. In the Kherson region, which is occupied almost completely, Russian soldiers break into houses and apartments. They search and rob people and hunt for law enforcers and Donbas war veterans, Suspilne Radio reported on Tuesday, citing local residents. As we have reported, the Ukrainian army launched a series of counterattacks in the Kherson region on Sunday, aiming to disperse the enemy forces and push them off their line of defense. Analysts with the U.S. Institute for Studies of War, ISW, and the New York Times described the counterattacks as successful and note that the Ukrainian army forced Russian troops to switch from the offensive to the defensive, thus disrupting Russia's attempts to fortify its defense along the South Axis. As of May 31st, according to the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces, Russia has irretrievably lost nearly 30,500 troops and more than 9,000 pieces of materiel. For the first time since the beginning of the Russian invasion in late February, when all sports events were cancelled and prohibited, the Ukrainian government has permitted national sports competitions. They are allowed in certain places and without spectators as opportunities for athletes older than 16 to practice for international competitions. All martial law security rules must be followed.